The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Ian Stewart. The pandemic has exacerbated the teacher shortage, which was already a troubling problem in Virginia and across the country pre-COVID. As Megan Polly reports, school districts, including Richmond, have many unfulfilled vacancies just weeks before the start of a new school year.
Tess Powers has always wanted to be a teacher and has been with Richmond Public Schools for 5 years. But she says this past school year was the most difficult she's ever experienced.
That's just 7 hours straight, you and them in the classroom. And those days were like fully unsustainable.
A lot of the added stressors were related to the pandemic. For example, Powers didn't get a break from her kids during lunch since they were eating at their desks. And the lack of socialization translated to behavioral problems in the classroom.
This was like the whole class coming in with no idea how to play with others, interact, share, pick up a pencil.
Powers has decided to take a year off for her mental health, but plans to return to RPS after that. And she isn't alone. A recent study from the RAND Corporation shows that this past school year, educators and school staff were about twice as likely to report job-related stress as the general population of working adults. Megan Polly, VPM News.
A federal court judge has dismissed a second lawsuit seeking new House of Delegates elections this year. The lawsuit was brought by three Virginia residents who argued their right to fair representation was violated by last year's elections. That vote was held on decade-old political maps due to delays in redistricting related to the pandemic. The federal judge said state officials weren't responsible for that slowdown and threw out the case. He added that any impact on residents would only last one more session of the House of Delegates, whose members are up for election next year on new maps. New data shows children are committing more crimes in Hampton. A Harvard researcher uncovered the trend while stationed in the city this summer. Catherine Hafner from partner station WHRO has the details.
Fellow Elena Sokolowski came to Hampton to help leaders with data-backed decision-making. She soon homed in on the numbers that show a rise in serious crimes committed by kids. There's been a 20% average increase each year since 2017. Violent incidents specifically are going up even faster. Sokolowski says the data comes from police reports, not necessarily all leading to arrests.
It's this really interesting kind of pattern where we're seeing that kids are having more involvement with the police, but aren't actually becoming formally involved with the criminal justice system. Research has shown that coming into contact with police as a child can have negative implications for mental health.
Assistant City Manager Stephen Bond says he was surprised with several pieces of the analysis. Child crimes dip each summer, for example, which Bond says goes against traditional police thinking. Younger children are also getting more involved.
I don't know if there's more of an emphasis on criminalizing behavior of juveniles or whether or not the actual incidents have increased, but the data is a great eye-opener.
Bond says the city plans to dig deeper into Sokolowski's findings to figure out what's causing the issue.
That was Catherine Hafner reporting. Bolt Mobility is unplugging its e-scooter services from Richmond this week. This comes after the departure of their micromobility competitor, Hellbiz, earlier this year. Neither company renewed their licensing agreements with the Department of Public Works, so they had to cease operations within the city. When Richmond BizSense reached out for comment, neither company nor the city could provide further details about their departures. As of now, Lime and Bird are the only remaining e-scooter companies in Richmond. A store where people in need can access food and other essentials for free is one step closer to opening its doors in Richmond. After months of searching, the local mutual aid organization, MAD RVA, has secured a storefront location in Northside. The store will provide the community with fresh groceries and other essentials like baby formula and hygiene products such as tampons, all for free. That's according to volunteer Trish Gibson, who serves on the Mad RVA committee working to set up the store.
Anyone should feel cozy and be able to come into this space if they're needing something.
The store will operate entirely on donations. To keep the shelves stocked, Mad RVA plans to partner with other community organizations interested in limiting their food waste. The free store is expected to open in the fall. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.